December. Glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
You mess with some folk that's believing God, you mess with the wrong ones. I said, hey, let's come on, let's be for real. You messing with the wrong ones. I don't care who you are. You messing with the wrong ones when you messing with people that believe in God, trust in God, resting on the promise. You can say what you will and may. You can devise any kind of device you want to. It ain't gonna work. Hello, it ain't gonna work. You can cast all the spells you want. They ain't gonna work. Hello, you can tell all the lies you want. They'll fall to the ground. Amen. You can devise all the weapons you want. They ain't none of them gonna shoot. Ain't none of them gonna hit the target. Why? Because God, if He be for you, who can be against you? He'll go before you. He'll be your rear guard. He'll walk beside you. He'll rise up on the inside of you. In Him we live and move and have our being. You got to know who you are and whose you are and the track, the pathway of destiny that He has you on, so that no fear enters. That word also means to bear up. It means establish. I'll give you more words. It means to uphold, to set self, to stand fast, to sustain. They rested themselves upon the King's words. Let us too rest ourselves upon the King's words. Joshua chapter 3 and verse 13. Remember, Solomon means peaceable. When you rest in God, you have peace. And peace will bruise Satan under your feet. Peace is not just a warm, fuzzy family feeling. Thank God for all of that. But peace is a weapon. I said, your peace in God is a weapon. It's also a defense against the onslaughts of the enemy. Joshua chapter 3, verse 1. Wait, what did I say? Verse 13? Verse 13, yeah, verse 13. And it shall come to pass as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon an heap. This was the crossing of Jordan into the promised land. Priests were bearing the ark. You've seen this demonstration. They were carrying the ark on their shoulders. The Jordan was swelling. It was overflowing its banks during this time of harvest. But it's just like God to tell them, now is the time to cross. It wasn't an easy time where it was just a stream to cross. No, it was overflowing the banks. But God says, no, you're going to cross. Look at somebody, tell them, don't matter what's going on, God's going to take you across. See, their time had come. Their kairos had come, and they were crossing over. It didn't matter what it looked like. But the key to crossing was that the soul of the priests, we are all priests, and we carry the ark or the presence of God, and the soul of our feet must rest in the Jordan. Jordan meant tribulation. It meant a number of things, but it means tribulation. This is the acid test. Can you rest in tribulation when things are formidable foes are against you, or you don't know, you know, the water's rushing and the presence of God is with you? Can you rest in that and continue to capture and hold God's presence? This was what caused the waters to cease. Are you hearing? This is what will get you through a test or a trial versus, like the song says, I've been in the storm too long. Some stay in the storm too long because you never capture the peace. You never are at rest. God is never able to build into your spirit. And so he has to bring you through that again because he's got to build you. He's building you to rule and reign with him. So when they stood steadfast and rested, unafraid, something happened to the water. I think it was 35 miles up in a city called Adam. God cut the water off. That's very significant. The city where the water stopped flowing from was called Adam. Adam, you know, the first Adam, the one who fell, the one whose nature is the lower nature, the Adamic nature. The waters that flowed from there were cut off the moment their feet rested in the Jordan. You see, the waters that flowed from the city Adam down through Bethabara, where they were crossing over, emptied into the Dead Sea. Come on, this is very significant. When you stand firm and rest in time of opposition, you ain't complaining, you ain't telling folks off, you know, you ain't doing your thing and getting all fleshed out and carnal, and you stand firm in the spirit, the waters from Adam, the flow of the Adamic nature is cut off, and you cease producing dead works. Come on, dead works over. Come on, this is what the awesome supernatural presence of the great I Am will do. It will, your relationships will be enriched, enhanced. Everywhere you go, you'll leave a fragrance of his presence, a footprint, a fingerprint of God having been there, touching lives, changing environments, changing things just by your presence. But their feet had to rest. Had to rest. They had to rest. Abraham is one who had to wrestle to find rest. The word tells us in Hebrews, let us labor therefore to enter into his rest. Sometimes you just need to do like we do with children. Put yourself in time out. Time out. I need to sit out and gather myself and get hold of my soul again and my thoughts, because these folk... Somebody say, time out. Put yourself in time out. Don't let people get to you all the time. Get away. Get to Jesus, when the multitudes wanted to make him a king, he sent them away. And the disciples had got caught up in that. He sent them away. He went up in the mountain to reaffirm and redraw again from his relationship. Get the right perspective. Find his direction. Get the right circumference. Find, you know, everything has to be placed back in order through his relationship. Sometimes it's just good to take a time out. Somebody saying, I can't take. Yes, you can. Look at somebody telling me, yes, you can. Don't even try it. Well, I ain't got time. No, you got to make time. The time will elude you, but you make the time. Say, listen, I'm only in this world for X amount of years. I got a job to do. I need to be healthy. I need to be on point. I need to be accurate. I need to know where I'm at. I tell the story in years going by, a guy going into the jungle. He's going deep into the jungle. He was taking all his medicine and all these supplies to a native people that were perhaps at the time unreached. And he hired out all these natives. And the first day he got there, the natives, they moved so swiftly that they made a two-day journey in one day. And the guy said, this is cool. This is good. He got up early the next morning, raring to go. No natives. He said, where's everybody? And the leader of them said, we have to wait till our soul catches up with us. Y'all catch that? Some of us need to allow our soul to catch up with us. We letting other things dominate us and demand us and get all in our space in our head. We don't have thoughts. But when you block all that out and you put boundaries up, you are called to dominate your domain. You'd be surprised at what will shift when you shift. When you determine this is going to be this way, you'd be surprised at what backs up off of you. Oh, that's shouting ground right there. You will be surprised. Go with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 29. And verse 23 is where we'll start. 1 Chronicles 29, 23 through 25. It says here, going back to Solomon, then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. And all the princes and the mighty men and all the sons likewise of King David submitted themselves unto Solomon the king. Solomon's name means peaceable. He was a man at rest. And being at rest, you don't have to, you know, show your badge, throw your weight around. Listen, I'm the pastor here. No, because your stature will place certain demands on people. Huh? Just who you are will demand a measure of respect. It says in that first verse, go back to that first verse. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord. Isn't that interesting? I mentioned that before. Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord, not on the throne of David. Now, yes, it was the throne of David, but there's significance to what is said right here. Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord. Solomon was the one at rest. Being at rest meant the presence of God. So it's like Solomon was sitting on the throne with God. And because of that, all submitted to him. All obeyed him. You having trouble with people that are under you, or even children sometimes obeying you? Find that place of rest in God. Stop fussing all the time. Almost cussing. Stop all that and find that place in God till you are wielding a stature. And see, you deal with this thing in the spirit. You've been trying to solve it in the flesh. That's temporary if you do solve it. When you hit it and you deal with it in the spirit, it's eternal. It's something permanent. Long as you hold it, okay, what the enemy does or try to do, it can't prosper. Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 1 and verse 1. And Solomon, the son of David, was strengthened in his kingdom. And the Lord his God was with him and magnified him exceedingly. We do not have to try to magnify ourselves, make a name for ourselves. You know, try to prove things to people who we are. If you're at rest, guess what? The Lord, your God, will be with you. And where he needs to magnify you, he will magnify you exceedingly. Some of us, even in our domain, he's going to make you bigger than life. People are going to honor you so like you can do no wrong. Even though you know, if it weren't for God, if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, if it wasn't for his mercy and grace, but God's going to magnify you exceedingly. This is our portion. This is our inheritance. This is our legacy. This is who we are. This is what is coming more and more and more upon us.
We have come to the conclusion of part 3 of our new series entitled The Supernatural Presence of the Great I Am, part 2, Positioned for His Presence. To enter into God's rest, there must be an element of meekness. The real proof of meekness is how we deal with rejection and criticism. Numbers 12, 1 through 15 tells us that although Aaron and Miriam spoke against Moses, he was meek and forgiving. The Bible tells us that Moses was a humble man. He was humble more than any man upon the face of the earth.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.